Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The world's greatest golfers are in Charlotte on the hunt for the Wanamaker Trophy at Quail Hollow and wanna make a lot of money.
I want to win for a lot of different reasons. Is money one of them? Yeah.
This is Prime Time on PGA Championship Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Competitively, it's not about that. It's about trying to win golf tournaments.
The Fan.
Can we give Rory some credit for saying that he doesn't want to win a lot of money?
Yeah.
I love that. Far too often, you know me, all I want from my athletes, and really anyone, is just a dose of, like, honesty. Just a scooch.
Yeah. Just be direct with me.
Yeah. One of the reasons, it's not the only reason, but look, if winning a Masters or winning the PGA, if you won like $9 and a green jacket, it would be slightly less cool than winning $4 million in a green jacket.
And that, I believe that clip that I pulled for that Open was specifically in response to when they bumped up the FedEx Cup purse from $10 to $15 million. Oh, and they basically asked, like, does it mean more? And he's like, I mean, yeah, we play the game for money.
Yeah. I mean, yes, everyone wants to win and everyone wants to go down as one of the great ones. You know what else you want? You want a private plane.
He do pay us the money.
Let me quote the great Lone Star. We're not just doing this for the money. No, we're doing it for an S-load of money.
That's right.
And it's true. There's not a person on earth, with the exception of, you know what? There's not a person on earth. Because it's like the Elon Musk thing. Who is it, that dumbass Rogan that was like, he's the richest man in the world, he doesn't want to take your money. There's a reason why he's the richest man in the world.
Because he's been taking everybody's money.
He loves money.
Yes.
I don't care how much money you have. You know what you want more of?
Money.
Money. I've never known a rich guy that's like, you know what? I have enough.
Yeah, no rich guy is passive about how much he gets. It's always more.
And I don't fault that guy.
No, it's how they got there.
That's how if you said, hey, you want to do a job and I'm going to pay you $12 an hour or I'm going to pay you $42 an hour, I want $42 an hour. Everyone's like, so kudos to Rory for being like, yeah, that's, I like money. Everyone likes money's great. It's not everything, but having money versus not having money, unless you're like Robin Hood.
I'll take having money.
Or the Joker. No one's burning down $250 million. Take the money, Rory. Good. I like him more and more as we go along.
It is PGA Championship Week out at Quail Hollow, where the weather has been nasty. There's been a lot of heavy rain. And as is tradition with really any golf tournament, but especially the majors, I'll be on some first-round leaders. And so we will be talking about those a little bit later in the show.
Oh, people need them.
A listener slid into my DMs today asking me for the first-round leaders. So when the people ask, I will respond, and I have...
That's what your DMs are about?
That's right. You know that I like... How many first-round leaders do I put on my card, typically?
Oh, you shotgun blasted. You got like 30 of these suckers.
Oh no,
right?
No, it's like 10 or 11.
But I thought you had more than that. Because didn't you have like already like an automatic handful that go on there?
There's four. Anybody who's won on Team Buckley first round lead this year automatically goes on again. So there are four of those.
I thought you had a ton.
It's always 10 or 11. Okay. But I've got 9 locked in, and if you have a 10th for me, I want to hear from you on the fan text line 503-864-6326.
No one slides in. My DMs is usually like, hey, you mentioned something the other day. What the hell was it? I get that. Like a book or something.
Yep.
You mentioned a movie. No one's asking me for my first round leaders.
Sometimes people want to take you out for drinks or to eat.
Yeah, that gets a little weird at times.
You know.
I get a lot of, what did Sook talk about yesterday? Can you tell me what Sook was talking about yesterday?
Here's a great opportunity to tell you that you can get our show on the Odyssey app. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it wherever all podcasts are found. So they don't need to DM you about it, Will.
No. And the BTJ is always concerned that like hots are like DMing me to meet for drinks. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's people that look just like me.
Does that happen even for like
I don't know.
Peak dude? Like hots just DM you on Twitter to go for drinks?
Maybe Colin's getting, or like, I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Stephen A's but DMs
it,
are
it
hot. Does,
it doesn't happen to me. It just, it's people that look like my distant cousin. They're like, man. Let's go out and have some beers and talk sports. And like, yeah. There's like one guy that was insistent for like a month. He's like, I'll take you anywhere you want to eat as long as you talk sports with me. I don't need a meal that bad. We're good. Sorry, man.
I've got some baseball bonbons for you today. It can also be kind of just a choose-your-own-adventure because I saw all these little nuggies come out last night.
I do like nuggies.
I've got Are Your Mets Racist?
Oh.
I have Happy...
Wait, how are we racist?
Well, we can start there if you want.
We had like 3 white guys on the whole team. Are we racist against the whites?
What is the going on with the ghost pitch? Is that a pitch from one of your pitchers?
Oh, there,
the ghost thing going on?
Are we talking the ghost fork from...
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a finishing pitch for one of your starters, something like that.
Kodai Senga, the best pitcher, he throws a ghost fork.
Okay.
So it's like it's the fork ball, but he calls it the ghost fork, and he's got a little like on his glove. That's his little That's his thing. He's
right.
Got a little ghost on there, and he's a Japanese guy.
Yeah.
So he's racist cuz he throws the
No, he is not, but the Mets accidentally were because as they were tallying his Ks, they were covering up with them up with little ghosts, with little ghost forks.
Yeah.
And they just went ahead and left 3 Ks on the board next to a bunch of ghosts.
Ah,
so it looks like a bunch of white sheets and 3 consecutive Ks.
That's problematic.
Yeah.
That's not...
Unintentional, surely, but...
you can't have those 3 letters and...
And then especially the imagery of the white sheeted ghost next to it. Not great.
Boy, I didn't think about that. Like, when you're hanging those Ks, like, at stadiums...
Have to stop at 2 and then go to 4. You just can't... If you're starting pitcher stuck on 3 Ks, you have to stop the exercise for now.
Yeah, I can imagine the ghost with the sheet. That's...
Yeah.
You know what? Fair enough. That's... Fair enough criticism, but hey, Kodai Senga is a saint. I love that dude.
That guy's a baller.
Yeah, he's the man this year.
We've also talked at length on this show, not just about baseball, but about lots of these sports and how the national pride really gets the juices going for a lot of these games, and whether it's Olympic basketball or whether it's your World Baseball Classic, things like that. A really cool thing.
Nations Cup.
Did you happen to see Korean Heritage Night at the Giants game last night?
No.
So it was Korean Heritage Night, and their Korean center fielder, Jung-Hoo Lee, hit a home run, and he has now developed this cheering section. Because his name is Jung-Hoo Lee, they call themselves the Hooligans. And they started as a group of 50, and they doubled over the last meetup that they had. There's now 102 hooligans that come to the games with customized shirts and these like hats that make it look like their hair are on fire. and so now they've got this whole hooligan contingent coming out to the Giants games. It's like, you know, the All Rise with Judge or something like that. But
hooligans, I like it.
To have a big 3-run dinger on your country's Heritage Night, pretty cool moment last night for him and his fans.
That is pretty cool. And I will say that no one gathers like the Asians.
They love it. They're baseball.
They love, well, anything. Like if you get, because my kids are Korean, so you get anything that's Korean, dude, they come out in force. Same thing, the BTJ, Japanese, like it's a whole thing. It's they will rally in force, and that's cool. I'm not the world's biggest Giants fan, but you know, with some of the Koreans in my family, I can fully support the hooligans. And that's a fun little name.
And in honor of that Korean Heritage Night, I know a lot of these ballparks have gotten kind of crazy with their novelty food items. They're like, I mean, I think Citi Field has like a pastrami Reuben egg roll this year, which doesn't necessarily sound bad, but I don't know if we need that sort of a thing.
Yes, we do.
This maybe also falls into that category, but I think it sounds pretty fantastic. For Korean Heritage Night, you have a helmet French fries here.
Little kimchi.
They are kimchi loaded fries with fried spam, garlic, parsley, salt, and pepper.
Dude, giddy up.
Yeah.
By the way,
might be needing to go to that Korean Heritage Night next year.
Yeah, if you're the whites out there and you're sleeping on spam, don't. You need to get back in the spam game. The Asians are light years ahead of us when it comes to the use of spam. That and the Hawaiians. In fact, it was my daughter, Oren, it was her birthday, and what she requested from the BTJ, we did a katsu with a spam fried rice.
Ooh.
My gal makes a spam fried rice, and I'm telling you, dynamite. Embrace the spam.
I've eaten spam plenty with Asian food. I've never cooked with it myself, but every time I have it, I love it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's, I didn't fully appreciate the spam when I was younger, because it's like, I think spam in a lot of like American culture, it's viewed as crap.
Yeah, it's like low budge. It's like not white trash, but you know, it's poor food.
It's
poor
food.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you go over to the Far East, they're using spam in some dynamite ways. The Polys are on it. If you go over to Hawaii, you're gonna eat some spam.
That's my first introduction to it was I had an RA, a residence assistant in the dorm halls at Oregon, who was from Hawaii, and he would take spam and like teriyaki sauce and like instant ramen packets, and he would like use a little Bunsen burner and a little skillet, and he would make this spam teriyaki like ramen stir fry, and it was just off the charts.
I'm telling you, the Koreans are on something. It's controversial in my house because we go back and forth. There's a hot debate on who has the better food, the Japanese or the Koreans, and I'm not allowed to take a side.
I'm here to support both sides in that fight.
I'm here to tell you, unofficially, the Koreans, it's better.
I think there may be more. I think they do more unique things well.
I'm not allowed to say it. And if this gets back to her, chances are I will be stabbed with a pair of chopsticks in the eye. Yeah, it's hotly debated. And believe me, I have eaten a smorgasbord of both. But I like the flavor profile. They use a little more spice. There's a little more kick.
But and then
in the Korean,
there's range there too. I mean, because you can go from the noodle dishes to the marinated grilled meats to the fried chickens and stuff. And like, you're not getting you can get katsu Japanese, but like Korean fried chicken.
See, that's the thing is like you bring up because Korean fried chicken. Oh, but then my gal, you say that she'll come at you with some karage, some Japanese fried chicken.
Fair enough.
And she'll come at you. She'll say it with the whole body. She's like, really? Like, if I say that, I'll never get Japanese fried chicken again, ever. It's I have to.
That's
play.
A dangerous tightrope you walk.
I have to play neutral. I got to play Switzerland in this whole thing, and I get to experience both. But man, and then you got the Japanese like liquors versus the Korean soju, because the Japanese whiskey, the Japanese whiskeys are criminally underrated.
Like a Japanese whiskey. You also have sake versus soju.
Yes, but then you get into the whole soju stuff, and there is so much good stuff happening over there. It's. And there's a little competition because all the Asian communities think that they're the best. You know, there's three main ones. The Chinese, the Japanese, and the Koreans are all fighting for the top spot, and they all equally hate each other. It's kind of fun.
And the Thai are like, our food rules too.
Yeah, well, see, that's none of the other big three.
Acknowledge the Thai?
Yeah, the Japanese, the Chinese, and the Koreans, they're like the NFL Major League Baseball and the NBA, and then everyone else is like soccer and hockey. They claim to be part of the big four, but the other three really don't acknowledge them. They're like, they dismiss them. They're like, yeah.
And that is the Asian food sports hierarchy that you didn't know that you needed.
It's what happens.
We still have more baseball bonbons coming up, including a discovery I made last night about a fight between mascots that apparently I can bet on. Get to that next. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Prime Time, careening towards In the News, where today Oregon passes a bill against naughty AI photos. So better watch yourself.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing. I am equal parts terrified and fascinated to see how we just navigate that whole world moving forward the next year, 5 years, 10 years.
Because now they're popping up in ads. I saw Jamie Lee Curtis was begging, I think it was Zuckerberg. I guess now you can just go on and you can have whatever celebrity you want endorse your product. And it's just,
cause you can just have AI make them do that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, and it's weird. And you know, it's getting harder, harder to tell. And then for a lot of people, they don't even care if it's real or not. It's like, you see it and then you're like, in your mind, that's what it is. It's like the AI deep fake porns.
Yep.
That are out there, it's like, ee.
Yeah, I mean, people are like going to use those things to leverage and extort and blackmail, and it's not even them, but how can you prove it? Because the video says it is.
Rough go.
A couple more baseball bonbons for you to get to. There was something I was perusing the gambling app last night, as I do.
Of course you were.
I was looking at pitching matchups in Major League Baseball today, and I was going to see what the odds on the Phillies line was. Mm-hmm. And I go to type in Phillies in the little search bar on my app.
Yeah.
And while I did see the game that I was looking for, I also saw something pop up. I'm like, wait, what the hell is this? That can't be a thing.
6-6, by the way, in the third in that game. So hopefully if you took it, you took the over.
I think it's the second game of the day. I had the Phillies in game one of the day-night doubleheader.
Ah.
But you type in Phillies, and right beneath St. Louis Cardinals at Phillies is Fight Night, Philly Fanatic versus Blooper, 3-round boxing match.
What?
Apparently, and I'm having a hard, this, I don't think this is like a ballsack thing, because there are actual odds on this that you can wager actual money right now. Apparently at Citizens Bank Park on Tuesday, May 27th, there is going to be a 3-round boxing match between the Philly Fanatic and Blooper, the Atlanta Braves mascot. I guess there was some internet trolling or sniping or tomfoolery going on back and forth between these two, and I expect this will be more of a fixed outcome, a la WWE. Don't tell anyone wrestling's fake. But there are odds on it. I will not be betting on it, but I could if I wanted to.
You can bet on... First off, did anyone besides me not know that the Braves have a mascot?
Yeah, he's great on Twitter, dude. Really funny. Yeah, he goes after a couple of the Barstool guys a lot.
He looks like a bastardized version of the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah, and he reminds me a little bit of that the Astros one. Orbit, I think, is his name. But yeah, he's just kind of a odd-looking, non-specific animal being that, is furry like the Fanatic.
He looks like a knockoff of the Philly Fanatic. So the Fanatic and Blooper are going to fight?
On May 27th at Citizens Bank Park in a 3-round bout.
Huh. I'm not going to... this is another one. If this was a real thing, I would 100% pay to watch this.
Yeah, well, apparently it's going to be happening at the park before the game, at least...
But it's in Philadelphia?
At Citizens Bank Park, yeah.
So the Fanatic's going to win, right?
You would think so.
Blooper has to take a dive?
He wouldn't go there and take a dive, though. Why would Atlanta send their mascot out there to take a dive?
Money.
How much money are you willing to accept for Blooper to lose? It'd have to be a pretty penny.
I don't think Blooper can win. I think this has to be rigged.
I think Philly Fanatic minus 300, although you're eating a lot of juice, probably the safe bet.
Minus 300? What minus am I 300 getting on for the Blooper?
Plus 220.
The fix is in.
That's what I think.
I don't think...
You can't bet on fixed things.
Well, you can bet
it's
on...
It's right here on the gambling app.
That's why it's not fixed.
The weirdest thing is you can bet on the WWE.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real thing. You can bet on, like, WrestleMania. I am bewildered at the rise of like modern day wrestling. Like, they cover it like it's a real thing.
Sports Center.
Yeah. Like, ESPN wrote an article.
What do you think's going to happen if he gets him in the sharpshooter? It's they're like, I don't know. Probably whatever they wrote down beforehand.
They're like, John Cena did the unthinkable at his age. And you're like, dude, they gave him.
Yeah,
he
followed the script, right?
But if you can bet on the WWE, you can bet on this. There's just no way that this can be. That this can be real.
I'm going to have to wait to see what unfolds, because it seems like, what's the wouldn't you just have him like go out there and scuffle or something?
I think
like,
if you had a real fight, I think that has to be sanctioned.
I would think so.
Like the Nevada boxing, I don't think you can just have in front of like 35,000 people. I don't think you can just have two mascots go out there.
Who's making these odds for these offshore books then?
I don't know. Is it just a sucker thing where Will is considering right now betting $5 on
Blooper. No,
Will
likes Blooper. I can't do it. I would bet on Blooper, though. That's where the money's at.
I just love the fact that... By the way, I'm watching a video here of Blooper stiff-arming children.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely been one of those that participates and plays a little too rough in the kids versus mascot games.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The money's on Blooper. He takes it serious.
He does.
The Philly Fanatic is going to wipe the floor. I'm telling you right now. I'm calling it. Mark this down. Philly Fanatic wins by TKO.
Is this the one time where you actually do want to see who's in the mascot costume? Because then you could really know where to put your money at.
Oh well, yeah. Then I think it's almost unfair. You have to. It has to be a blind judge based just on the costume. I think
there was one year, not too long ago. I think the Arizona and Arizona State mascot. I think they went at it for real.
For real in the rivalry game. I'm pretty sure it was the two of them.
That rocks.
I think it was the Territorial Cup.
Yeah, and it was the Sun Devil and the Wilbur Wildcat throwing cuts.
I think Wilbur got his head knocked off. I think that ended up. I think that was a legit.
Yeah.
Like they started swinging on each other. Which Someone is brought kinda up weird because can you? I've never been inside a giant mascot head. Can you hurt someone in a mascot head?
You could. I mean, they have a lot of padding, but you could still knock somebody back well enough. And the other thing too is it's like
sweep the leg.
Well, I think that you could you could knock your head against the sides or mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, I don't know what they're actually made of, but
I think I would bet on the one in the smaller costume.
Yeah,
because like when you look at. Like Blaze the Trail Cat.
Uh-huh.
He's got the comically large head.
But the body's a little more free.
But I think the body is basically just a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think there's any big... So I'm betting on him.
Versus the big old suit.
Yeah, if you're in a big suit, you've got the padding, but I don't think you have any sort of mobility. In a mascot battle royale, I'm taking like the Phoenix Gorilla.
Yeah.
Because it's just a dude, and then he's got like a little mask on.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Take that guy.
Yeah.
Could you lean on him, though? Could you use the weight of your costume to like really...
I think you can just sweep the leg in that.
Probably.
You don't think you can just lean on him and wait till the third?
I think you just move to the side and you dump him. I think if you're in a big... Now, again, never having fought in a mascot costume, or I've never fought a mascot, I don't feel that the large mascot costume is going to be conducive to mixing it up.
No, it would seem to be uncomfortable. And, I mean, it's not like people who engage in actual boxing matches are conditioned to be able to do that anyways. Doing that for any lengthy amount of time in a suit, sorry, that's going to be miserable.
But Blooper and the Fanatic, here's the thing, they're in the same outfit, so that's I don't think there's an advantage.
No, not an advantage, but I just think it might be a rather lethargic fight, as I don't think they're going to have a lot of extra pep with those suits on.
Someone's saying, how would Mr. Met do? No, he's the head. It's too big.
Too big of a target.
You got a head that's, you only got one move, and that's the headbutt. I think you got to come in with like the full on. Outside of that, I don't think you're doing anything if you're Mr. Met. The head's too large. You can't have anything that's over. Like, if you have one aspect of your costume that's too oversized, I think you're cooked. It's all about mobility and speed, I think, in the mascot fight. Like, the Oregon Duck is not doing well.
Well, so somebody points out, I was at the game where the Oregon Duck fought the Houston Cougar and kicked its ass. Yeah, I was at that one, too. That was actually pretty good. I think the Duck, like, fake kicked the Cougar who was trying to mock the Duck's touchdowns, and the Duck started like going after it, and the marketing person had to break him up. I was at that game. That one was legit. The other one that stands out in my mind is St. Joseph's basketball program. I think they're the Hawks, or they're the Red Hawks, and they have a mascot whose tradition is from tip off until the end of the game, it has to keep flapping its hawk arms the whole time. It's not allowed to stop. And it was doing it too close to the other team's mascot or in its face, and that mascot like started a fight with it and knocked its head off. And this sad, nerdy kid inside the hawk suit, looking like he's gonna cry because he's now doesn't have his identity anymore, he just keeps flapping while he's holding back tears. It's just glorious.
That's fantastic. So hold on.
Yeah, I'm watching this duck cougar fight right here.
Yeah, and then he does a little duck crotch on him too.
Yeah.
Would the best mascot then to fight with be like the Florida State Seminole?
Yeah.
Because they're not wearing they're not wearing like the big head or anything.
Yeah.
They could go. There wouldn't be a vision issue.
Yeah. No, I think the two, if I'm going the scariest mascot that you don't want to fight, it's either the USC Trojan or Chief Osceola, because both of them are on horseback too.
Yeah.
Do they get the horse in the boxing fight, though?
Probably not. But you're still riding out on a cool horse. But,
true,
like, the Trojan and the Seminole, I don't know who beats that. Like, that's, you're completely you're unencumbered. Because I don't think the mascot, like, I don't think the mascot's really doing anything for the padding of it. I think it just gets in the way. That's what I'm saying. I'm a little surprised the duck threw that beatdown, because that head, I would think that head.
The Cougar has a leaner suit going on.
Yeah. Dude, that's just, if you're a Cougar,
disappointing.
You can't be happy about that. You took an ass kicking.
No, it's a rough performance.
Yeah. Go Duck.
Well, we are late. We have more baseball bonbons to get to. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe never. We will see. But we have In the News coming up next, and we will do that after Will's SportsCenter update. Welcome back to Primetime, an SOB edition. Stepping away from sports momentarily because it is time for us to get to In the News. It is Wednesday, May 14th. I'm your stand-in newsman. Today is, among other things, Bond with Your Dog Day.
Ah, that goes without saying, right?
I mean, that's every day, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not telling your dog that he's a good boy or a good girl, although I consider all dogs good boys.
Sure.
What are you doing? You know, that's just, I've never understood people that have pets but don't really love their pets. I'm confused.
That's tough.
Why have a dog if you just like keep it outside and never see it? You never. It's just there.
I think when that happens, it's more often than not people whose expectations of pet ownership or pet bonding were going to be different.
Yeah.
Like I think they thought having a dog or cat was going to be a certain way, and then they got in it. And they're like, oh, maybe this isn't for me.
No.
But they're a little bit too sheepish to be like, I need to give this thing back or rehome it or whatever. So I think that's at play sometimes.
I just don't. Yeah, like I've seen people like where they move and they're like, well, I don't want to take the dog into the new house. They just get rid of the dog. You're like, why did you get in the first place?
Yeah, that's really odd to me.
What about the hunting dog? Like, there's some people that get the dog that's like for outside and for hunting.
Yeah.
Well, but again, if you've got someone that has I had a friend of mine who's a state trooper, and he like if you have a hunting dog, you spend more time with that dog than the training that it takes to have that dog. That dog may not live inside, but I promise you, that guy and that dog are bonded. So I don't know. It's just one of those things that I will forever be confused when you go to someone's house and you can tell that they don't want their pet. Then why have the pet.
It's a really odd thing when that happens. It's also National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Oh, who doesn't love good buttermilk biscuit? Everyone loves. And a buttermilk biscuit?
Ooh, man needs not many more things than that.
Nice and hot, and you put a little butter, and then I have to go a little jam or maybe some honey on top of that dish.
I've become a butter and jam on a biscuit person.
I understand.
I don't eat a lot of biscuits. I mean, it's just empty carbs, but...
it's really terrible for you.
And the other thing is, like, one of my all-time favorite breakfast dish is biscuits and gravy, and it's just empty carbs with literal fat poured on top.
Is there anything in the world that we eat that is worse for you than just a plate?
And looks like
it? And it is a plate. It's like four big, giant fat biscuits covered in country gravy.
Gray sausage gravy, which is delightful. So it's so good.
There's a little diner over in the Couve. I can't remember the name. It's on Mill Plain, but they have...
Carol's?
No, Carol's Corner's off of like St. John's, and that's a heart attack.
That one's so good.
It always gets voted best breakfast. And
so good.
The good part about a place like that is that's been around since I was a little kid. Not one nickel has been put into that place.
Nope, not a dime.
Not a dime. You go into that, like every one of their booths is just like ripped apart. Maybe there's some duct tape. There's like some bubble gum holding something together. None of this cutlery matches. It's just a massive amount of food that's completely terrible for you. But yeah, it's a nice place. But there's a place that has like it's the best biscuit that I've had out here. Because down south, that's a different animal. You go down to like Atlanta, you go down into Georgia, you're going to get some biscuits. But every now and then you find a place up here that just...
does it right.
Does it right.
Yeah. Now power rank for me the breakfast baked goods. Biscuit, English muffin, bagel, croissant.
Croissant one. I love a croissant.
Yeah.
And it's so versatile.
Yeah.
Well, croissant one, biscuit two. What was the other one besides?
Bagel and English muffin.
Yeah, then I'm going to go bagel. And no offense to the English muffin, but...
kind of mid.
The English muffin is... You're at the back half.
I'd like to throw one more in there.
Yes.
The scone.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't include it. Pastry. One, because I feel like a scone is... like, those other things you can put stuff on, like a la saintly, as a sandwich or things like that, but...
scone's more of a donut.
Yeah, it's like a crumble pastry, and I just... the scone gets everywhere. Yeah. I'm not a scone guy.
Well, I got nothing against the scone, but the scone falls under more of a donut cookie sort of category. It's a...
I don't know.
It's an entity unto its own. It's its own little category. I wouldn't put the scone up against those others.
Because I wouldn't put it up against a cookie, but it's definitely... like, because I wouldn't put it as a cookie. But it's definitely also not like an English muffin territory. And I love a good scone.
Because all those others you can cut, like you said, you can cut apart, you can put things in them. The scone is just, it's just the scone. You can't do anything with the scone.
So it's its own thing.
It's its own thing. You just eat the scone and that's it. The rest of those can be a delivery system.
That's right.
For
a
butter,
vehicle,
meats, cheeses, jams, you name it.
Yep, that's right.
The scone stands alone.
I like it.
That's why I said it's more like a donut to me. I put the scone in a donut,
but it's
category.
Like a dry, crumbly donut, which makes it like not as. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's.
Disagree.
It's in this, and when you go to New Seasons, and this will tell you something: the scone is in the drawer, with cookies and donuts.
Okay,
really?
Yeah, if you go to New Seasons, it's in the.
Yeah, you're not going to see it with the bagels and English muffins.
No, those are two separate things.
Well, every newsman dreams of big moments like this, but. Rarely with the gravity included in this one.
If it was real.
I'm going to try to put on a brave face here, but I am heartbroken to tell you, the people, that we've lost him. Moshu the Red Panda. Gone, but not forgotten. The age of 14 has passed on to the great red panda playground in the sky. After a battle with severe heart disease that was diagnosed late last year, the zoo announced that their red panda Moshu died peacefully this morning.
This would be 14 years old. If I believed that the red panda was real.
I've seen it with my own two eyes, Sook. I've even seen it eat and move around.
Yeah. Animatronics. Right? You're the same guy that goes to the Jurassic Park thing and thinks you see a velociraptor. I've been saying for years, that the red panda is a myth, and now he suddenly gets a mysterious ailment.
Listen,
now he's just gone. Convenient.
My track record with fake versus real news items isn't great to begin with, so I don't blame you for believing that. But the deputy director of the zoo, Rachel Richeson, said he was an incredible ambassador for his species, nicknamed Sir Snacks-a-Lot. He's known for the zoo's his activities on the zoo's social media accounts, his snack quests, being on the hunt for bamboo, apple slices, and other delicacies.
I went to see that son of a bitch like 9 times, and never once did I see him.
Even posthumously, you just crap all over this poor panda.
And they say it all the time. No one loves the red panda more than me was a real red panda.
This is controversial.
And every time I went to the zoo, they said the same thing. Oh, well, you got to look for him. He's probably sleeping. He wasn't real.
People are in mourning, Jason.
It's my greatest conspiracy theory. I'm the Alex Jones of red pandas. I don't believe he was real. And you know what? The conspiracy had gotten so deep they couldn't keep the gag up any longer. So they had to cook up a mysterious illness, and now just...
You know what they were cooking up? Biscuits. We were just talking about him. It says Moshu was considered elderly for a red panda, noting in recent years his care team adjusted his habitat and his routine and diet to keep him comfortable, including softening his favorite biscuits to make snack time easier and brushing his tail to help keep up with his grooming.
I've heard a rumor that it was a spray-painted cat. That's what I've heard. That's all it was. Just a spray-painted cat made to look like a red panda.
I'll remind you, people are in mourning.
Well, maybe now we can get an actual real red panda. I'll believe the red panda when I see it with my own two eyes and preferably get a tour where I can play with it and then have it do scary hands. Because there is nothing in this world that is cuter than a red panda. I would trade every one of my children. I would do a 3-for-1 Kevin Durant swap. I would give up all 3 of my kids for 1 red panda.
R.I.P. Moshu, an Oregon icon.
If he was real, my heart goes out and that breaks because there's nothing cuter than a red panda. But I have my suspicions that this whole thing is just one large conspiracy to defraud the good people of Oregon.
I will continue to offer my condolences. I won't stand for this. We need to move on. The Oregon Senate has passed a bill criminalizing AI-generated intimate images. The details of that coming up next in the news on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Primetime. This is In the News. R.I.P. Moshu, the red panda that was very much real, that I very much saw with my own two eyes. Or that Souk.
Or you saw a spray-painted cat.
Refuses to respect.
Have you seen the videos of the Chinese zoos? What are they doing over there?
They might have been spray-painting cats or putting men in bear suits.
Yeah, men in bear suits. They had like large Tibetan mastiffs that they were painting to look like panda bears.
Yeah, yeah, they do that.
And yet we can't, we're somehow better than that over here.
I believe in the integrity of the Oregon Zoo. That's why we are season pass holders.
And I'm just saying, I find the whole thing a bit suspicious.
I know you do. You know what else?
Go buy my vitamins on SookWars.com.
What else is suspicious?
I'm going to become the Alex Jones of zoo conspiracies.
I actually feel like there's some room to run there. You've got some runway. Like there are enough zoo controversies around. You could be at the center of all of them.
I did have someone from the zoo once reach out to me, and I just, you know, it was one of those things where I never got around to doing it. But because the zoo people did hear me, because I've been talking about this for years.
Yes.
Someone from the zoo said that they work behind the scenes, and they said if you want to come down before we open the zoo, you can see it and, you know, feed it or whatever. And I thought, again, that whole thing was a setup, that I was going to go down there and then be pushed into like a tiger cage or something. Nice try, Oregon Zoo. You're not going to get me that way. It's what they want. No one's around. It's before the zoo's open. Next thing I know, a spray-painted cat's mauling my face.
Well, the red panda, not fake, but the dissemination of fake, pornographic, and sexually explicit images generated through AI, about to be illegal.
Good.
The Oregon Senate has passed House Bill 2299A, which aims to criminalize the dissemination of said materials. The bill modifies the crime of unlawful dissemination of an intimate image. So there are already laws and rules that said...
It's like revenge porn,
you can't
right?
Go, yeah, you can't go doing that to people. But now they're saying, we will treat fake images that you've created the same way. Because they're intended for the same purpose.
Oh, there's like horror stories. Like my kids would tell me about, you know, someone in school and they would send a boyfriend or a girlfriend a pic and then... Next thing you know, like, everyone in the class has seen it, and that's just horrible stuff. And then this, was it Taylor Swift had this really bad? There were a bunch of AI photos going around about Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
During her and Andy Reid, yeah.
Yeah, some of that stuff is just, oh man, we do rough stuff.
And it apparently hits close to home, too. Representative Kevin Mannix hosted a woman, Christy George, and her husband Bill on the House floor. They said that Christy and her daughter had been victims of AI-generated revenge porn scheme, and it caused suffering, violation of their privacy, and they were willing to come forward with their story to help make sure this doesn't happen to others.
Yeah, that's rough stuff. Well, this is a law that I would hope that everyone can get behind. Like, what? Who's voting against this? Who thinks it's a good idea to make fake pornographic images of anybody and be like, hey, here it is, everybody.
There is a crowd that is like anti anything that resembles censorship at all.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that would really be the, but this said that this was a bipartisan vote at the House level. It's passed through the Senate. Now it needs the governor's signature to become a law.
Well, there you go. Go sign that sucker off and let's actually, you know, for once, do something to protect people.
Not to be on the wrong side of this, because I disagree with this. How do you enforce it?
Well, again, if someone is disseminating fake images that you know to be fake,
track it back to where it came from, IP addresses maybe. Because
wasn't that the issue with the revenge porn stuff? Was that they couldn't really
upload it anonymously?
You couldn't really enforce it. Wasn't that the issue?
But you could if you found out who was doing it,
or if you knew who your enemy was and you could pin it onto them and they looked at their hard drive or something. I mean, it doesn't mean it's easy to police. But
yeah, I don't understand it. Like, there was a clip going around yesterday. Tim Tebow. Did you see the Tim Tebow child thing? Happened yesterday.
Circumcisions in the Philippines?
No, like, Tim Tebow is on a, I don't know, he was on some, every Navy SEAL has a podcast now, so he was on some Navy SEAL podcast, and he was like, he like held up a map, and it was like, every one of these dots represents an individual IP address that's like downloaded or shared like child pornography, and it was like hundreds of thousands, and it was like, this tragic thing. And then I sat there and I was like, if you know the IP address and you know like where they're
just
at,
just go charge all of them.
What? Why aren't we? So I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's harder than just that. But I'm often confused by that. Like if you know where it's coming from, you can track it back to the computer. why couldn't you go after these people? But again, I am not a, like a cyber sleuth or anything.
Well, and that's all that I'm wondering, because wasn't that the issue also with the revenge porn? Was like sometimes they even knew who did it,
yeah,
but they didn't want to go through the process of figuring it all out because, like, it was more money than it was worth getting the people.
That or the person has more stuff on them, whether it's real or fake, or they're afraid of them doing more, exposing more.
Yeah. Right. So, like, I would like this to not be out there. I am anti this. I just am confused on how they enforce it.
News contributor Brandon Sprague is in. RIP Moshu, stop bad-mouthing my homie, you son of a bitch.
He's sending me more fake photos. Speaking of AI-generated photos... What does this prove, Sprague?
You cold-hearted bastard.
I can find any number of photos of a red panda on the internet right now and send them to you, clean or otherwise. What does that prove?
I'm going to find the video that I have on my phone, too.
Proves nothing.
Which you won't even care about, so there's no point. One last item to get to, because it's a little bit of housekeeping, really. We, last week, dove into the viral video that was the Oregon road rage, where we had the van trying to run the motorcyclist off the road.
He didn't try. He ran him over.
Yeah, did. Yeah, knocked him off his bike, caused the biker to have many injuries. Well, that individual, whose name is Samir Pazado Filho, has been charged with attempted murder, assault in the first degree, assault in the second degree, unlawful use of a weapon, felony hit and run, and reckless driving. He was arraigned on Tuesday.
Well, that's a good thing.
And
hopefully you go to jail for a long, long time. Someone flipping you off does not give you the right to run someone over,
and by the way,
with your minivan.
Count me among those not surprised that dumb criminals get caught, but like, this person was just found in the same van with damage on it that matched the accident and a part missing that they found at the scene. How hard was that to put together?
And he's like, I don't know. I didn't do it. How about this? Just next time someone flips you off, by the way, don't flip anyone off.
No.
It's kind of scary out there. But next time someone flips you off, smile and wave back as opposed to, oh, I don't know, running them over, trying to kill them and ruining your life because you're about to do 10 years in prison for attempted murder.
That's all the time we have for In the News today. In the News brought to you, as always, by The Advocates. You don't need a lawyer. You need an advocate. You can visit them at advocateslaw.com. NFL schedule release is coming up. We will get to it. Listen to Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.